Stephen Hawking, his book, and you know how this all ties into whether or not there's a God that created the universe. Bottom line, I need to be leaving this room at 12:15. So when we hit 12:15, I'm going to pack up this computer. You're welcome to stay. You're welcome to keep on talking. But I'm going to be out of here at 12:15.
So, can we hear it on our radio set?
Maybe you can. I don't know. I didn't get the website. I mean, almost every radio program these days has a webcast that's simultaneous. So that's possible, but... I don't know. So, I mean, typically we try to get that at Reasons to Believe, so if we get it, then we'll put it up on our website. So, yes?
What's the name of the Stephen Hawking book that's just out?
It's called The Grand Design. And everybody's after me to do a follow-up called The Grandest Design, but we'll see. One sense, I say, we already have a book like that, so it's over there. Why the Universe is the Way It Is. In fact, this show we're going to be contrasting the two books. What's different about my book when it speaks about the universe and Hawking's book. Yes, do you have a question? No. Okay, yeah.
In your book you talk about the cosmic surface, is it?
Yes.
Is that because everything's on a bubble outside?
Well, what's one of the strange things about the universe is that everything's on the surface. There's nothing inside, there's nothing outside. All the matter and energy, and even all the space-time dimensionality, is constrained to the surface of the universe. Again, with nothing inside or nothing outside. That's why we astronomers refer to the universe as having no center. I mean, this universe expanded from an infinitesimal volume, but that infinitesimal volume we no longer have access to. Space and time doesn't even exist there anymore. And so this immediately makes the universe strange, because it's hard to visualize a universe with no center that we can point to. Well, it's more complicated than that, because it's a three-dimensional surface. And you speak about a surface to lay audiences, they think two dimensions. But it's a three-dimensional surface on a four-dimensional cosmos, because time... when you look at the universe in terms of its gross features, geometrically behaves like the other three...